Okay, I'm Lisa Roberts, age 52. It's August 4th, 2022. I'm in Boise, Idaho, and I am interviewing with my husband, Jeff Roberts.
My name is Jeff Roberts. I am 56 years old. Today's date is August 4th, 2022. We're here in beautiful Boise, Idaho, and I am interviewing with my lovely wife, Lisa Roberts.
Okay. Well, so we talk a lot about our marriage and our relationship, and I think that we think it's pretty special. But our daughter recently got married, and I guess I wonder, what do you think think that experience was going to be like versus what it was like?
It starts for me kind of way back when we first realized that she was dating someone seriously, and sort of had that impression that their relationship might end in marriage, which is great. And so I think along the line for me, just sort of understanding that our lives could potentially change. We loved her boyfriend at that time, now husband. And so it was kind of a mix of looking forward to things, but also we have such a tightly knit family that I was a little bit worried about the changes that might inevitably come from that.
Do you think that's one reason why she chose to marry him was because it didn't change like our family dynamic?
I think that was a big factor, not only in the way that I felt about it, but also for our whole family acceptance, because we did to love Kyle, and we do love Kyle, and he's great. And he fits so well with the way that we live and vacation and enjoys, you know, a lot of the same things and even some different things that we do, like sailing, that was not something that was in his wheelhouse. He just jumped right into and has participated with us. So I think that made it easier to kind of have this process. And it wasn't difficult. It just is a profound change to see one of your children get married.
I think I was always so surprised about how willing he was to hang out with us, like wanted to hang out with us. We'd be like, let's call your parents and have a game night. And I think that was something that I didn't necessarily expect, you know, with our kids finding significant others, and that was definitely a treat.
Mm-hmm. And I was always surprised with that part, because with every relationship and meeting parents, that's kind of a challenging thing. He called me Mr. Roberts for a long time, which I thought was a little bit funny.
I forgot that.
But just to kind of embrace the way that we like to hang out and do things or whatever it might be, and how enthusiastic he was about doing that. And it wasn't just that we were his girlfriend's parents. It was, I think he really enjoyed our lifestyle.
Yeah. What do you hope for with her marriage?
Yeah, I think we always hope that our kids have a better life than what we have. But I don't know that I would hope for that for them, because I think we have such a great relationship and we have so much fun together. But I hope they at least have that. I hope they at least have the friendship and the partnership and the love that we share. I would hope that for anyone. And I also hope a little bit privately that we haven't set this standard that anyone would feel is not achievable for them. So I think really I just hope they can share what we've shared.
Hmm. Was it hard for you to see her get married?
I think with watching her get married, and whether it was hard or not, is a little bit in the way that we perceive her marriage, because we accepted Kyle into our family early on as you know, our daughter's boyfriend, and then, you know, her fiance, and then married. And it wasn't like, in my mind, that we were giving her away. And I think when we met with some friends who really helped us with what the wedding would look like, which took place in our backyard and was beautiful. But I think when we sort of changed our perspective from we're giving our daughter away to we're allowing someone else into our family formally, that was a big shift for me. And so, no, it wasn't. You know, we had informally accepted Kyle, and he is, I just love him. But I didn't really see us as giving our daughter away in that way. I kind of felt like it was all accepting Kyle to our family.
Yeah, I feel like that was one of the best gifts I got at the wedding, was that helped to understand that you weren't giving away your child, but you were just expanding your own family. And that was so special.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And it really came to me when we met with a friend who's a pastor, and he kind of helped us with the structure. It was great when Jack, our son, officiated for the wedding. That was very meaningful for all of us, I think. But when we talked about our structure of the wedding and what the procedure of that would look like in terms of accepting Kyle versus giving Samantha, our daughter, away. That was a point where it really kind of polarized my thinking around that aspect of it. I also think that it was hard for me when we had talked about who was going to walk her down the aisle, because my parents, I don't know if you remember, they had walked my sister down the aisle when she got married, and that was, I don't know, 30, 35 years ago, which was a little bit progressive for that time. But that's, I guess, what I had in my mind. But instead, to have that formal structure of you stand to start the procession, and just me walk her down, although it had elements of giving her away, I still think we made that our own and their own, which was really the important thing.
Yeah, that was also one of my favorite parts, too, was when it was explained that the mother of the bride kind of initiates the ceremony, because I was torn on whether I would walk, you know, with you guys down the aisle or not. And it wasn't really until we talked with another, you know, like you said, with our friends, that they kind of explained that. And then I also got the great pleasure of carrying the dog down the aisle, the dog of honor, which was really actually super sweet. I know they wanted her to be in the ceremony, and it really, it was really pretty darling, actually. Somebody said, were you offended that you had to carry the dog? And I was like, no, I was so honored I got to carry the dog. So it's kind of like you see those cute little grandmas that are flower girls. And so I got to carry the little extra flower girl down the aisle, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Which I did worry about that part when they first asked you to carry the dog, that would be, you know, offensive in some way. But I think that's such an indication of we tried to create everything that they wanted in this marriage ceremony. And that dog is such a huge part of their life, and she's just adorable. But I think that was so important to them. And even though at first glance I was like, you're carrying the dog. That's interesting. it's one of the most important things in their life right now. And you have the honor of doing that. And she loves you. So that works out well.
Well, and ironically, just a few weeks before, I'd carried my niece's daughter down the aisle too for her wedding. So, that's kind of funny. I just now made that connection. Is there anything that you would have changed about the wedding or how we handled it? Or
no, I think having a wedding in our backyard, which we've done a ton of work to get it to where it is right now. But I think the rainy spring was the one thing that bothered me, because in my mind I had everything needed to be pristine. So, you know, even though we replaced grass and we trimmed and we, you know, got everything the way that we wanted it and decorated, there were parts of it that I wish would have been the weather would have cooperated a little bit more. I would have liked to see that change. And then, of course, the day of the wedding, it was, I think, 102, 103 degrees, which we were fortunate enough to be able to rent that outdoor air conditioner, which truly saved the day. I'm a big advocate for evaporative coolers outdoors now.
Well, and I was, I wish that I wouldn't have been so stressed, but I know that's my personality, about being ready for the day. So if I could have changed something, I guess I would have, you know, liked to not have perseverated on so many little details. But the best advice I got from friends was to really let things go on the day of the wedding so you could enjoy it. And even though there were last minute things we had to do, I just felt like I really got to enjoy like the whole day. And when the photographer was taking pictures with me with Samantha right before the ceremony, we even like had time to like joke around, and that was just really special and fun, I thought.
Yeah, and I think maybe another thing would have been just that level of stress of the mother of the bride, because we did talk about try and find the joy, and I thought that I was, you know, bothering you with that part, because you know you were dealing with your own emotions in that way, and the fun of it was it came on that day, it absolutely did, but kind of the, you know, when you're working up for a big event or vacation, I don't feel like we shared that part nearly as much, and I don't think talking about it helped in reflection.
Lots of lost sleep, but totally worth it. I wouldn't change that, I mean, for the world, to be honest. Are there any specific things about the engagement or the wedding that really surprised you?
We've kind of anticipated that Kyle was going to ask, you know, I think he's a little bit traditional in that way, if he could have permission to marry Sam. And it's kind of a funny story, I think, that I would have changed this part, but I wouldn't change this part, where we were all playing a game, and our daughter got up to, you know, go get a drink or go to the bathroom. I can't remember what it was, but just gone for a short period of time. And he just was so excited. You could just feel his enthusiasm, at least I did. And he just blurted out. And I, having anticipated a little bit, I hadn't really given a lot of thought to what I said, but But inspiration is great. And so I think, you know, I told him that, as you probably remember, that, you know, that he knew I would say yes, but what he didn't know was that how proud I'd be to have him as a son-in-law.
Well, and I remember we all started crying. And Samantha walks back in the room and she's like, what's happened here? And so I had to make up some, like, story about you telling bad dad jokes.
Which are always a good feeling.
Yeah. I know that, yeah, that was definitely, I think one of the things that really surprised me too was, I think I cried more at the rehearsal than I did at the actual wedding ceremony time, just because, it was, you and Sam were like just so yourselves. And I looked back and you guys were walking, you know, practicing the walk down the aisle, and, the joy you both had was just, it was just so incredibly special. It's one of my favorite pictures still from the wedding, was from the rehearsal.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that part as well. And I think that that I was a little bit surprised, because I can be emotional, like I guess like anyone, but they were just so happy that, yeah, that part was, the emotional piece of it was a little bit easier for me. I did struggle when I was saying my words at the end, but I think that just they were so happy and so positive, and it just felt so right between them, that that part was a little bit easier for me.
Yeah, I think too, for me, I wasn't surprised at all when Samantha said that she wanted to ask her brother to officiate, but he's kind of shy in that way, you know what I mean? And I was so surprised at how beautifully he officiated the wedding. I just because he'd never done anything like that, and he was so nervous, and he had some things planned that he kind of read the crowd and read the moment and didn't do those things. I just was so incredibly proud of what a great job that he did with that.
And I really agree with that part. I was worried, you know, it doesn't take much to be able to officiate in Idaho, which is great. And I think I'll publicly announce this now that I was worried that he would struggle through that. And so I went ahead and got ordained as well. So I was just worried. And so my affirmation to him was that if you struggle, just let me know and I'll help. I didn't ever tell him that I didn't, was worried that he wouldn't make it through, just that I would help out. And I don't know if that helped him or not, but at least we had a plan B.
I love that. Yeah, it was great. It was so special to have, I mean, truly our whole family there and you know, participating in that way. Were there any specific moments in time that really stuck out through this whole thing?
You know, a couple of things. Just the big visual of the confetti cannons, I affectionately call them.
That biodegradable.
Biodegradable. That was fantastic. And I think probably my most favorite part was when you and Sam and I were dancing. That truly was the biggest piece for me. I feel like personally, but I also really enjoyed seeing Kyle dance with his mom and you dance with Kyle. But I think for me, it was when the three of us danced. And I did learn, of course, that both of you try and lead.
Yeah, that's probably very true. I don't know. It really was special when they asked if they could get married, you know, in the backyard. Mm-hmm. I think that I'd probably said before that I always wanted to have a wedding back there. And I also think, though, that our backyard was kind of a special place for Sam and Kyle. Whenever we can, we eat out there, and it's just a really amazing gathering place for us. And so that was something that really stuck with me. And then I think just the other thing that just really stuck with me was how much fun that whole night was. And it seemed like everybody was so joyful, you know, coming out of, and we're not coming out of COVID by any means, but having it be outside, and we could just really kind of enjoy that. And I guess that was one of the things too that was so incredibly stressful up, you know, before. So Kyle got COVID about 2 weeks before the wedding, and then just that day-to-day worry that somebody else was going to, and we tried to be so careful. But I remember Samantha like testing every single day and then trying to think, oh my gosh, what happens if she does get it? And thank goodness she didn't. But that night was just so much fun, and probably all those little things, you know, led up to making it so much fun. And then the other thing that stuck out to me was waking up the next morning and just feeling so at peace that everything just went so well.
Yeah. And I think also just with the backyard is that it's a place where they're comfortable, kind of like you were saying. And I think that's what they really wanted to get with their wedding, was that it was a comfortable ceremony. It wasn't something that wasn't them. And I think just that more informal, very close-knit group, close friends and mostly family, I think that's really what they wanted. And I think that our house, our yard facilitated that part, which I really enjoyed.
You know, you just made me think of the two. I mean, I know that we have some friends and folks that were maybe their feelings were hurt that they weren't invited. But I did love that Sam and Kyle made a concerted effort. They wanted it to be smaller, and they really wanted people there that they had a connection with. So where I think you have a lot of weddings where maybe there's friends of the parents, you know, or friends from work, you know, with the mom or with the dad. I really love that they sat down and they thought about the fact that, number one, they didn't want it to be a huge event because of, you know, the current state of affairs, but that they really wanted it to be people that they had a strong connect with. So it felt like everybody that was there, it was really a close-knit group of people. And that was also really special. And I have a hard time with that. I always feel like I have to include everybody. And so I thought they did such a good job of making that just important and special for the two of them.
And I guess that would be one thing that was a little bit surprising to me. But I've now kind of come to a place in my mind where it is a compliment. Others that are close to us but are our friends, not their friends, which was really their focus of their guest list, I think were a little bit – found that they weren't invited, a little bit challenging for them. But I think that's a compliment, that they wanted to celebrate in their wedding, and they wanted to be a part of that. But just the what we were trying to do with the size and outdoors and really focus on – the close friends that they have and people that for them, not us, were really meaningful. You know, if it were different, we would have had our place would not have been big enough if we would have taken a circle of guest list that far. But you know, that was a piece that I've kind of come around to. Okay, it's people who really felt like that's something they wanted to be at, and I do feel bad that it wasn't bigger, but I really wanted to focus on giving Sam and Kyle exactly what they wanted.
Yeah. And it, you know, it's funny you said that, exactly what they wanted, because I know like there were things along the way that I kind of second guessed, like when they wanted to do a taco truck, I was like, oh, a taco truck. Do you want to do something like a nicer, you know, food truck maybe than a taco truck? And, you know, we decided because we had that giant front yard that was going to be kind of empty. We did a white wedding bounce house. But it was all so perfect. It was all so them. I remember the day before the wedding when you blew up the bounce house and they just came like running out like little kids and jumped in it. And I was like, oh, this is so perfect. And it made the best photo booth you could hope for. And the pictures from that are just so much fun.
I was really worried about the bounce house. And it sounds,
it was silly. Your idea.
I know that it sounds silly to say that, but truly, you know, a white castle wedding bounce house. It turned out to be a hit. And when I first recommended it, I thought this is going to set a tone, you know, in the planning phase of, okay, it's, you know, it's not a very formal wedding. It's not a very formal, gathering, but they loved it, and I'm glad that it worked out the way it did. Even though it was so hot, I think everybody was in that at some point for their pictures or just bouncing around. I was really happy the way it turned out, but I was a little bit worried even with making that suggestion.
Yeah, I can relate because I was too, and then it was just it turned out so great. So, what advice would you give our daughter and new son-in-law on their marriage?
You know, it just has to be this incredible partnership where you just have to trust the other person that they're going to have the same commitment to you that you have for your partner. And just the part of loving someone unconditionally can be challenging, but it just means that there can't be anything that is friction that you don't just talk about. You have to have that very open communication, and you have to be honest and forthcoming about your needs or your feelings, and it's not always perfect, but if you have any kind of perseverance with your relationship, it is such a beautiful thing. Not that we faced any big challenges or anything like that, but there are times when you know, we could have chosen to do things that with other people instead of doing it with each other, and it's just turned out to be awesome. I love our vacations together, I guess is really what I'm trying to go with. I like that we don't necessarily prioritize that with others over ourselves, because I just have so much fun with you all the time. And if I'm going to spend time, I hope it's always with you. And I would hope that for Sam and Kyle.
One thing, too, I feel like we've done a really nice job of is that we never are disrespectful to one another. And, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And people never see that. And I grew up in a family where that was kind of the tenor, and definitely in a marriage very unlike our marriage. I didn't even know that marriages like this existed. And so that, I think truly if they just always are so respectful of one another and think about how would the other person feel if they heard you saying this about, you know, them, I think that's really an important thing.
Yeah. So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Is there anything that you haven't told me about the wedding that you'd like to now, other than the piles and piles of Amazon boxes that showed up at our house for months. Is there anything that you haven't shared that you'd like to now?
Gosh, that's such a good question. I think probably the only thing maybe I haven't, well, I don't even, I think I probably shared this. I mean, our wedding was really simple. It was a totally different time. We were in a totally different, you know, place in life than they're in. And so I think maybe just that I loved their wedding so much. I wish ours could have been a little bit more like their wedding. Mm-hmm. Just because, yeah, I thought it turned out so great. And I thought that the people that were there were the right people to be there. And the setting was so pretty. And so that's probably the only thing. Our wedding was fine. It just wasn't an event like theirs was.
Mm-hmm. And going back to your question about what would I hope for Sam and Kyle, I had this advice from a friend that the day itself, just try and enjoy every moment, even the small moments, because it would go so fast. Now that I've lived through that, it, and I know we've talked about this a little bit, it went by so incredibly fast. From, you know, not being ready to get dressed and walk Sam to where that was just such a shocking surprise of it's time, to when we played the last song and the DJ started packing up. It, that whole time, even living it, not just reflecting on it, went so incredibly fast. And so I'm glad that I had just a few times, even being pulled away for little stuff like, you know, we needed ice or whatever it might have been, just to take a moment with people that maybe I wouldn't have otherwise. I do feel bad that I didn't get a chance to spend as much time with everyone that I did. But just finding those little times were so meaningful, I think. So just those little snapshots of, you know, talking with Max, a friend of our sons, or, you know, Maddie, a friend of our daughters. And even though it was just kind of fleeting moments, it was still so great just to have that connection with them at that time. And I guess where I'm going with this is that my advice would be, if you ever participate in a wedding again, just try and go slow. Try and enjoy those small moments, because that was excellent advice that I received.
You know, the other thing that just came to mind for me too is that you really learn who your true friends are and in just the little help even they give. I mean, that was something like the day before the wedding. It was the people that just showed up and were all in to make it special and to help. That was really cool. I mean, even just from like our niece's husband offering, hey, if you don't have the bartender, I'm happy to bartend for the wedding. Or, you know, having one of my friends show up and she wound up putting together the bridal bouquet, which was one of my favorite things.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that part as well. And it was funny to see people's individual strengths, like arranging flowers or table arrangements, or there the million details that go along with a wedding that we didn't think about early enough, I don't believe. But
day of coordinator, she was so amazing.
I know, our wedding coordinator. Wow, I'll forever be in her debt. But I think to see people's strengths and their interests come out in this bigger celebration, I love that part of it.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. What is your favorite thing about being married?
Where do you start? I just love that that we're kind of partners in this life. I just in every way, and I just absolutely love that piece of our relationship. I love that I'm proud of you for the person that you are. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I think just our true companionship and love in this life, and that we've chosen to spend our lives together. I think that's my favorite part. How about you?
I think my favorite part is that there's nobody else I ever want to be with more than you. I mean, I love going and spending time with my friends, and with family, but I mean, when it's all said and done, the person that I really want to spend every single day with is you. And I love that. I just think what a gift that is, that I'm not like, gosh, I need to go do this because I need my own time away from you. And I just, we're so connected that that's my favorite thing about our marriage, is it just, it's really pretty easy because we are so in tune, I think, to each other, and we find joy pretty much in everything we do. even when we have some task that we are thinking, oh, this isn't gonna be that fun, we find the joy in that. I know I really had to change my perspective a few years ago. I would get stressed out about being super busy because maybe the kids were coming home from college, and I was like, you know what, how lucky I am to be so busy and making myself so busy. I didn't have to make all those foods or whatever, but what a lucky thing that I have got such an amazing family that I do get to cook for and get excited for them to come home. And so I think what we've created as family definitely is one of my favorite parts about being married.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. What do you think for maybe grandkids? And I know that's a real focus of yours. And I ask you to turn down the pressure on that all the time. What would you hope for with grandkids?
Well, of course, I hope for grandkids. However, I totally understand if our kids don't decide to go that route. But what would I hope for? I would just hope that they would be as big a part of our family, you know, as our kids. I'm sad that our kids don't have, they only have one grandparent left, and they were really close, you know, to your folks. That's what I would want. I just want our grandkids to be as close to us as I know, like your folks, Brina. We've talked about moving up to McCall when we retire. And the thing that probably was the hardest for me was when Sam said, well, gosh, I remember getting to ride my bike over Nan and Grandpa's. And if you live in McCall, the kids can't do that. And so I think for just, though, as a grandparents, I would really like it if they were as close to us as our kids were to your folks.
Yeah, I agree. Did I ask you, what's your favorite memory from the wedding?
I think my favorite memory truly was, you know, Sam picked out that dress that was lighter pink than it, that was light pink and not white. And I think really, and she is very simple, doesn't generally wear a lot of makeup. And she'd had her makeup and hair done, and it was still her. So she'd had that done very simply for her. But seeing her walk down the aisle with you in that pink dress with the white flower overlay with all of our green bushes behind her, it was so beautiful. I mean, it was just, it was such a stunning picture to see.
You know, you asked what my favorite part of the wedding was, and I think I gave you a very specific example, but overall, I think my favorite part was that it just was crafted in a way that was comfortable for them and was not contrived in any way, but just start to finish was all Sam and Kyle, because they're both a little quirky in their own ways, and I absolutely love that of both of them. But I think that just the informality with the touches of formality, the structure of walking down the aisle, and I really felt like the part where Jack, our son who was officiating, asked our permission to accept Kyle, and then Kyle's parents to accept Sam into their families, that was a really big piece for me as well, and some of my favorite parts also.
That was really big for me too, and I think the fact too then that each of the kids then turned and talked to us when we did that was really beautiful. I've told a lot of people about that part of the wedding, and so many have said that they've never seen that happen that way, and so that's, I can't thank our friend Mark Jones enough for
Mark and
that advice, and for him recognizing that Samantha definitely isn't the type of person to be given away to someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think the whole way that it came together and the way that we organized it was just kind of how our family operates. It was just very much respectful and caring and loving. And I just really enjoyed the whole day. And I did have some reservations because as the father of the bride and hosting at her house, and I was worried about everything from, you know, I've heard horror stories of our bathrooms not working correctly or whatever it might be. You know, and being out in the heat and ice was an issue. But even though we had, I don't even remember how many pounds we started with, I think that just how it all came together so much of a reflection of our families. And I do enjoy that, you know, we now have in-laws of Kyle's family, and we just love those guys, and they're great. And I think just the whole start to finish and how it all came together was a big part for me. I really, really enjoy that.
That was a good point, because not just helping with, you know, the day before, but with Kyle's stepmom making that beautiful charcuterie display. And then it was so much fun. I felt like that you brewed beer specifically for the wedding. And I got to bake desserts, which I love to do for the wedding. So it was just kind of fun to see, like you said, people's talents come out and people getting to share what is important to them with other people.
Yeah, no, I love that part as well. Going back to any change, what would you change if you could change anything?
Oh, silly things. Like I'd made sure the lights were off in the house when they were all out dancing because you can see the light behind. I mean, silly things like that, which are not substance at all. There's nothing of substance, nothing I would change about the ceremony and the wedding and the setting. It was really kind of magical, I felt like.
Yeah. One thing that was a little bit surprising for me is we know our neighbors, but we don't know them very well. And I loved your idea of going around and giving a letter to all of them that it's going to be a little bit loud, but how cooperative they were. I didn't hear a dog bark or anyone out in their backyards or the kids playing, which would have been fine. But it just, it's like, I felt like they all honored what we were trying to do.
I agree.
Yeah. So I love that our little community kind of came together in that way.
Yeah. I think we're good.
We've asked favorites and meaningful pieces, but did you have any regrets at all about anything that we did within the wedding other than the little small things?
No, I don't have any regrets. And interestingly enough, the whole week before, I kept kind of second-guessing decisions we'd made for it. And I think that's just sometimes my personality when I'm stressed about something. But no, I don't have any regrets. I just loved the whole day so much. The whole experience of the actual ceremony and reception, I don't have any regrets. How about you?
I would have liked to have had one more evaporative cooler. I think that would have made it perfect. I think the fans were great. I think the evaporative cooler was great. I think the ones who were downwind of that enjoyed it the best. That would be the only thing. And that's such a small thing, I think, in the whole.
It's kind of like my lights on in the house kind of thing.
Exactly.